This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Americans and other Westerners who work in Saudi Arabia are rethinking their safety after some recent terrorist attacks. The State Department has been urging the estimated 25,000 Americans in Saudi Arabia to leave the kingdom, and even some longtime expatriates are now considering that advice. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
For hundreds of Americans living in the eastern Saudi oil town of Khobar, the high walls of the Oasis residential resort contained a little piece of home in the desert. Washington Dr. Joseph Campos visited Khobar last October. He was struck by the large number of American fast food outlets, and he found the Oasis compound more than lived up to its name.
Within the hotel that I stayed, in the basement there was a bowling alley, a basketball court, a large swimming pool. So it wasn't like living in America, but didn't feel all that foreign, not as foreign as outside of the walls of the compound.
Campos, who's with Children's National Medical Center in Washington, was in Saudi Arabia on a consulting mission to one of Khobar's newer hospitals. His host at the hospital was an American expatriate who'd worked for the Saudi oil company and lived in the country for years.
He had worked at Aramco first, and he really enjoyed working there and living there, and he was very reassuring to us about how safe it was.
But safety at the Oasis turned out to be an illusion. Last weekend, Islamic terrorists bypassed the compound's triple-thick security gate and took dozens of hostages. 22 people, including one American, were killed there and at two other Western targets. A Houston Chronicle reporter visiting the Oasis last week found it deserted, save for work crews patching bullet holes and erecting even stronger walls. Western companies doing business in Saudi Arabia are reluctant to talk publicly about the steps they're taking to improve security. But one executive says there are limits to what physical barriers can do. The State Department is warning Americans who remain in the kingdom to keep a low profile, vary their travel patterns, and treat all mail from unfamiliar sources as suspicious. The attack on the Oasis compound was the second in less than a month directed at Westerners. State Department spokesman Stuart Pat says even before that, in April, the government was urging Americans to leave Saudi Arabia.
The U.S. government had received some recent and credible information indicating that extremists were planning attacks, and therefore we were ordering family members and non-emergency personnel to leave. If we're doing that for our personnel, we certainly urge any other private Americans to do the same.
At least one American company has kept workers in place but sent wives and children home, fearing they were in more danger in schools or in public shopping areas. An executive with that company, who's recently returned from Saudi Arabia, says only a handful of its 200 workers have resigned. But he adds that even workers who felt at home after living there for years have been shaken by the recent attacks. Those attacks have left many business people skeptical about Saudi Arabia's own security forces. And as Western companies face pressure to hire more local workers, there are concerns about the loyalty of new Saudi employees. Saudization has already taken hold in the state-owned oil company, Saudi Aramco, where just 6% of the workers are North American or European. Robert Ebel of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says that means the effect of any exodus on Saudi oil production would be muted.
There's enough trained Saudis, you know, to take over should too many of the expatriates leave, but we don't see many of them leaving.
The vast majority of foreign workers in Saudi Arabia are not Westerners, but poor Asians. For many of these less skilled workers, leaving the country is not an option. Scott Horsley, NPR News.